On today's show, Honda's CEO is fighting to hold on to his job. Apple is getting into the car business. And Hyundai is about to jump into the commercial vehicle business in the American and European markets. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 16 of 2015. Honda's CEO, Takanobu Ito, is fighting off efforts to push him out of the company. Reuters reports that Honda insiders want him out of there because he's going outside the traditional Keiretsu system of suppliers and is sourcing parts from global suppliers. You know, airbag supplier Takata is one of those traditional Keiretsu suppliers. But in addition to the Takata problems, Honda has faced several other recalls. To placate his critics, Ito is now backing off his sales goal of 6 million vehicles by 2017, enabling engineers to spend more time on development instead of racing to put new products out faster. Silicon Valley is getting more and more interested with the automotive industry. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple has hundreds of engineers working on developing an electric MPV, a multi-purpose vehicle. That group could grow to 1,000 people, which is more than enough to develop a new car. The journal says the program has been under development for a year, called Project Titan. The journal says Apple has met with Magna Steyr, which has an assembly plant in Austria and currently makes the Mercedes G-Class, the Mini Paceman and Countryman, and the Peugeot RCZ. Funny, GM's being accused of holding on to too much cash with about $28 billion in the bank. Apple has $178 billion in cash, and that's enough to buy General Motors, Ford, and FCA. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday night when our guest will be Oliver Schmidt from Volkswagen. Backed by popular demand, Oliver sure knows a lot about powertrains. In fact, he's soon going to be reassigned back to Germany to head up powertrain development for the VW Group. So join me and Gary Vasilash to get some of the best insights as to what's happening in the automotive industry right from the people who make it happen. Still to come, why Mazda delayed its diesel, Hyundai wants its dealers in the U.S. and Europe to start selling commercial vehicles, and a port strike on the West Coast is really starting to hurt the automotive industry.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Currently, Nissan is the only Asian automaker selling commercial vehicles in the U.S., but Hyundai just announced plans to enter that segment in both the U.S. and Europe, but it did not say when it will happen. The company is spending $1.8 billion over the next 5 years to boost commercial vehicle production and to develop new models. Strikes at ports on the West Coast in the U.S. are forcing several Asian automakers to find alternative ways to get parts to factories. Honda announced it will slow down production at plants in the U.S. and Canada for a week because its supply of some parts is low. Honda and Subaru are also flying in parts from Japan, which Subaru says is costing an extra $60 million a month. Even Toyota has reduced overtime at plants, but Nissan says the labor dispute has not hurt its North American production. Sounds like Nissan relies on a lot more local content. It was almost exactly 1 year ago that we reported Mazda was delaying its diesel engine in the U.S. because it lacked the proper zoom zoom. Fast forward to today, and it's still got the same problem. Wards reports the automaker is trying to get it just right. That also includes adding SCR to clean up the emissions in that diesel. The engine also received further delays as Mazda put development of the new MX-5 Miata and CX-3 over its diesel power plant. You may remember years back that Honda delayed the introduction of its diesel engines to the point the whole program was scrapped. Let's hope Mazda can get it right before it suffers the same fate. Coming up next, Forget about headcount reduction to cut cost. The most profitable car companies in the world also have the most employees.
True love will find you in the end.
Hi, Dad.
When you're committed to the job,
but don't give up then.
Your tires can't be weak in the knees.
True love will find you.
Let him go.
In the end.
Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Car companies are massive job-generating machines. That's why so many countries want their own automotive industry. Automakers and suppliers sure put a lot of people to work. So we decided to rank the OEMs by how many people they have on the payroll. We found that some automakers just don't publish that information at all. But by digging through annual reports and company presentations, we came up with this intriguing list. Volkswagen, Toyota, and Daimler top the list, and for a couple of reasons. In addition to passenger cars, they all make heavy-duty trucks. They also have higher levels of vertical integration, which, by the way, helps their profitability. It's also very revealing to learn that FCA now employs more people than General Motors or Ford. And Honda ranks so high because it makes a lot more than cars, including motorcycles, lawnmowers, wave runners, and soon, corporate jets. MBAs who make it into the top corporate ranks are keen to reduce headcount in order to boost profitability. But it's important to note that the top three companies on this list have some of the best profit margins in the business. And that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.